you guys get the start you're looking for and end up getting a number of chances in the third period, but what were they doing that allowed them to generate some offense the other way?
They didn't generate a ton. I mean, they had 20 shots, you know. We scored one for them, I think, just a bad bounce. Gave up a little rush. Guy made a nice shot. I mean, you know, they forecheck hard and they collapse hard defensively. You know, they're a team that plays really hard. It's never easy coming into this building. You know, so we respect that fact, and it one of those nights.
I feel like they looked like a team that was kind of desperate to stay in the race, or.
I think they are a desperate team to stay in the race, Weebs. But like I said, you know, you give up 20 on the road or 23 or whatever the number was, 24. I think coming into the game, that's a number we take. So, you know, there's a lot of positives we can take out of it. Just like I said, you know, the bounces weren't going and things are tough for us right now. So it's just something we gotta work through.
Like, what were the challenges of getting the second and third opportunities in and around Kemper here tonight? Like, you guys had 35 shots on goal.
I don't know. I mean, like I said, you know, when things are tough for your team, it's just the puck bounces the other way. It doesn't go, you know, necessarily to the guy that's open on the back door. They don't kick one in for us. You know, it's just a lot of those things when your team's fighting it a little bit and you know, having some tough nights, those are the kind of things that go against you. So I think, you know, score aside, if you tell us, you know, the zone time we got and the looks we got and the shot clock, you know, before the game, it's probably a night we probably say we win. It wasn't the case tonight.
Third game in all, your power play struck, Blake, and you feel like you cut quite a few seams. I mean, outside of the goalie and Shifley opened him up in the slot.
Yeah, we got everything we wanted, you know. And we have for a while. You know, there were some games that it went pretty bad on us, but for the most part, you know, we've been hitting those plays, and they're starting to connect now a little bit. Patty's starting to feel pretty good over there, and you know, when he's feeling it, it's a different dynamic. You know, he can certainly put the puck in the net from some different spots, and it makes us all better when he's playing well.
Will there be any relief when tomorrow passes? I mean, just for teams in general, is it a good time to get rid of the trade deadline? Just focus with the group that you're going to have left.
I mean, I've told you all along, it's not something that I put a whole lot of time and thought into. We put the faith in the powers that have that power, and that's not us. So we just try to come out and win hockey games.
It looked like you generated a ton when you were in the offensive zone today, but I wondered if you guys had a little bit of trouble breaking out and getting there. Did you see it that way, and what's happening on that
front? Especially in the first period, their forecheck was really strong. You know, they came out hot. It was tough, you know, it was tough on our defenseman. Thought in the second we did a little bit better job getting back for him, giving him some outs, and certainly in the third, you know, played most of the game in their end. So, you know, like it's a small, you know, quick team over there, and they forecheck hard, and they came out of the gates really hard tonight.